You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to join me today, friends. God bless you. I appreciate you you downloading this program. I appreciate you having us tuned in on the radio, and God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. I hope you're blessed through this program, and I really do. Here on the radio today, we're looking at the crime in the first century for lying to the Holy Spirit, which was lying to God. I've been saying, and yesterday I said, maybe people get sore at me when I keep saying it, because people live in the misconception here that we are living in the time of the book of Acts. And I say to you, I'm trying to show you the evidence in the Bible that that's not the case. We're not living in the book of Acts. The same thing that took place in the book of Acts can't take place here today, because these things were the birth of the church. Likewise, we're living right now in the end of the age. This is the last days. I showed you yesterday how John can make a statement like that even 2,000 years ago, that we're living in the last hour. And this is a more proof here today. And this is when you lie to the Holy Spirit, we're going to look at the consequences today of lying to God. Now, thank God, Acts is a historical book, because if the same thing happened today, you'd see half the church laying out here in the streets today. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. Now a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, they sold a certain possession. Now see, everyone was selling everything that they had. In the book of Acts, and in the time of the book of Acts, everyone sold everything. They sold their color TVs. They sold their jewelry. They cleaned out their bank accounts. They sold their house. They sold their cars. And they gave everything that they had to the church. Now, when I read that to you, you say, whew, that was then, this is now. Exactly right, thank you. That was then, this is now. You can't do this if you wanted to. Why? Because there's no apostles for you to do. And I don't mean the guys walking around in a three-piece suit either. Apostles were naked, homeless, and hungry, and strung up on a cross. Not walking around in a three-piece suit. Acts chapter 5. Now, a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it. And they brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men. You've lied to God. Now again, notice the Holy Spirit is God. Lying to the Holy Spirit is lying to God, because the Holy Spirit is God. Now, end result, verse 5. It says, "And Ananias, hearing these words, he fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things." Ah, I bet it did. You see, Fear is what's missing today in the church. Nobody fears God anymore. It's not stylish anymore today to fear God like it was back then. But this is what happened. This was how the early church was established. If you lied to the Holy Spirit like this directly, you died. And it says, great fear fell on all those who saw this. And again, more proof to you that the book of Acts is a historical book and that these things that happened then don't happen today. Otherwise, like I said, you'd see tens of thousands of Christians lying there in the streets. You know, funny, you wouldn't see the unbelievers lying in the streets dead. You'd see the Christians there. Because you've been called out of that. God expects more from you. You are a Christian. This is the whole notion of what the word church means. Ekklesia. Ek means out of. The word klesis is to call. You've been called out of that. You can't live there anymore. God's called you out of that lifestyle. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, it says in 2 Corinthians 6. This is what the word church means. And God expects more from you than he does from the unbeliever. It's not the unbelievers that were killed. It was the church members that were here for lying to God. Because those of us that are supposed Christians or have the Holy Spirit, to whom much is given, the Lord Jesus says, much is required. Verse 6, now the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. All right, now there's the scene. Ananias, the dead. His crime, lying. Lying to God. Lying to the Holy Spirit, who is God. Did you sell this for such and such a price? Yep, I did. Now, after this, along comes Ananias' wife, Sapphira. I can see her coming in, doing a little whistling. You know, perhaps she just got her nails done. She's buffing them there on her nice little shirt there. Here comes Sapphira. Now, verse 7. Now, about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter answered her and said, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is this that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which had buried thy husband are at the door, and they'll carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her right beside her husband. This is the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ, friend. This is how it looked like back then. The believers sold everything that they had. They sold their homes. They sold all of their possessions. And they were just so excited and thrilled to be a Christian that they sold it all and gave it all away to help those other people that were in need. And this was the birth of the church. And this is how it was in the days of the book of Acts. Now, verse 11 shows us what happened after Sapphira died. Verse 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. So not only those that saw it, I bet, yikes, I don't think we want to join this church over here. Not only those who saw it, but then those who heard it. You see, word started spreading that these people, upon lying to one of the apostles, ultimately was one of the apostles that questioned him, lying to an apostle brought death. And the word spread rapidly and spread quickly. And we see that great fear came upon all the church and upon all, or as many, as heard these things. reminds me of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. These six things does the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. There's the second lie out of this group. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he who sows discord among brethren. Now, this is the birth of the church here. And Acts, as we see, is a historical book. And I think we've looked at the proofs of that yesterday and today, at how what happened in the book of Acts aren't happening today. Because if there was happening today, the Church of Jesus Christ, I'll tell you what, would have a lot less members in it if the same thing happened today as what happened then. If we're living in the age and the time of the book of Acts, there'd be a lot less Christians or so-called Christians on the church rolls today. It's not the same. The start and the birth of the church is not the same as the last church that's going to be alive here at the end of the age. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up right here, and we will start it up here in the rest of chapter 5, probably next week, here Wednesday through Friday. We're going to hear a sermon I preached a couple months ago, looking at the church of Smyrna. The persecuted church of Smyrna had a famous man as a bishop. His name was Polycarp. Now, Polycarp was taught firsthand by John the Apostle, learned from him. Now, Polycarp taught all that he knew to another, let's call him church father, whose name was Irenaeus. Perhaps you've seen or heard of writings from him. He's a famous writer back in the year 200 or so, up until, I believe, the year 255 he died, Irenaeus. But now Polycarp, they made him swear by the allegiance of Caesar to bow the knee to Caesar, and he made a famous comment right before he was burnt at the stake and said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Famous quote, Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna. We're going to look at what happened in this church, Smyrna, and so we look at the persecuted church for the rest of this week. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome back to Make Your Day Count 2020. This is my year of a perfect vision.
Yes.
Because we are now in a new dawn era. So we are now, we have been released, okay, with a 2020 vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when the dawn breaks, it makes everything visible that was invisible during the night season.